does the Bible tell us about the faithfulness of God toward us? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where today we're going to talk about God's faithfulness. Is God faithful to us in all circumstances, even when we go astray? What happens when we sin? Will God reject us because of such activities? Will He walk away from us? Will He cease loving us? What say you about this? What do you think? Let's look at Scripture, and let's see what the Scripture says about the God of all grace. Now, the first thing you need to know is that we receive God by grace through faith. Now, what is grace? Grace is God's love and His favor toward you, His victory toward you, His empowerment of you and me, which we cannot earn nor can we deserve. In other words, God does it not because of what we do or what we say. He does it because of who He is. There's no such thing as us trying to make ourselves acceptable to God. The Holy Spirit, through the prophet Isaiah, said, "All of your works are like filthy rags to the Lord." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "It is by grace, through faith, that you are saved, and that not of your own. It is the gift of God, not of works, not of self-effort, that no man can boast. Salvation is a free gift in Scripture. It is not earned or deserved. It isn't a matter of keeping rules and regulations. Grace is just that, God's love and favor and empowerment of you and me, which we cannot earn or deserve. In other words, God loves us and He is faithful to us, not because of who we are, not because of what we do, but because of who He is. In Psalm 33, verse 4, we read, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does." So God is faithful to us even when we fall. Yes, we were made flawed on purpose by God. That's a little shocking to some people, but it's true. Man was created weak on purpose. In the New Testament, Jesus said, "In weakness is my power perfected." God did that purposely. He tests us. That's what temptations are all about. And He uses that to refine us in what the Scripture calls the refiner's fire, strengthening us by His Holy Spirit to help us to become overcomers and victorious. New Testament Scripture says, what is it that overcomes? Our faith. Faith is trust, and trust is on a person, and His name is the Lord Christ Jesus. Over time and throughout your life, if you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, what you will end up finding is that through all of your life experiences, good or bad, the Lord Jesus Christ was there, and He was absolutely faithful. In Psalm 89, verse 1, we read, "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations." You may say, well, will God be there for me if I fall? Yes, He will. In Psalm 91, verses 3 to 6, we read, "Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday." In other words, because of God's faithfulness, He will be at your side in all that you experience. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, we read, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." You see, that's the justness of God. In the actual Greek of the New Testament, the word is not temptation, but testing. So it actually should read, "No testing has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tested beyond what you can bear. But when you are tested, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." Now you will say, does that mean that God will not abandon me or walk away from me or run from me when I sin? The answer to that is also in the Scripture. You see, God hates the sin, but He loves the sinner. And so in 1 John 1, verse 9, we read, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Who will do it? He will do it. That's why Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 said of salvation, that means being saved from sin, self, and circumstances, that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, not of self-effort. Psalm 46:10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." If you want to see God's faithfulness and know that He is God, then cease striving. If you fall into sin, get up, brush yourself off, repent, and get right back to relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The only reason that you're convicted of sin is because that's the job of the Holy Spirit. He convicts, He doesn't condemn. In Romans 8:1 we read, "For those who are in Christ, there is no condemnation." Now, the word condemnation in the Greek of the New Testament means blame, shame, guilt. And so, the Scripture is telling us, for those who are in Christ, there is no blame, no shame, no guilt if we fall. The Holy Spirit does not condemn. He convicts. He says, hey, you're off track. Get over here. That's the love of God. That's the faithfulness of God. And so in 1 Corinthians 1:9 we read, God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. Notice here, Jesus Christ is referred to as Lord. He's also referred to as Savior in the Scripture. What's the difference? If he is Lord of our life, he leads us through life. That means that we have to be willing to be led. A lot of us want to lead the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us. So lordship means that we give the Lord Jesus Christ permission to lead us through life, and he will be faithful in doing so. The word Savior means to save us, not only from sin, but from self and from our circumstances. Why? Because the book of Romans tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Matthew 5:48 tells us the requirement to be with Father God in heaven forever. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, if the requirement is to be perfect, to get into heaven, to go to Father God, and to live eternally with Father God, and man is a sinner and cannot save himself, then man has a problem. But it is the faithfulness of God that solves that problem for man. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. In other words, if we receive Christ into our heart, he is faithful to justify us to the Father, so it's just as if I'd not sinned. Father always required a blood atonement for sin, which washes away all sin. The prophet Ezekiel said the life is in the blood. So the perfect life is in the blood of Christ, and the perfect atonement for sin is in the blood of Christ. And so Christ spilled his blood to pay for the sins of all men, which then credits his righteousness, his life, to their account in heaven, fulfilling Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. See, we don't have any perfection of our own, so God in his faithfulness imputes his to our account in heaven. That is the faithfulness of God. In Romans 3, verse 3 and 4, we read, what if some did not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify or cancel God's faithfulness? Paul responds by the Holy Spirit, not at all. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, we read, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In Psalm 143, verse 1, the psalmist says, O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. The psalmist also says in Psalm 115, verse 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. David said in Psalm 89, verse 8, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. New Testament scripture says that when we sin, he remains faithful. Now that's not a license to sin, and grace is not a license to sin, because when God extends grace, that grace demands a response. And the response to grace in scripture is always obedience. And so when we fall, we should repent. But we repent with the knowledge of knowing that God remains faithful. God loves you. God wants a relationship with you. He is real. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son manifestation of the Godhead, one with Father God and the Holy Spirit, the Scripture says. You may say, well, I don't understand it. You don't have to understand it. What you need to do is experience it. Experience his faithfulness to you. When others have betrayed you, God will not betray you. When others have let you down, God will never let you down, because he is faithful. When you've never had a friend, God will be your friend. The Lord Jesus Christ will be your friend because he is faithful. Now let me ask you a question. Would you like to experience God's faithfulness? Did you know that God loves you? That God cares for you, that God wants a personal relationship with you, and that he desires to reveal himself to you. And how will he do it? Well, if the Lord Jesus Christ has a way in, the Lord Jesus Christ has a way out. In other words, if the Lord Jesus, who is called the Christ, the Anointed One of God, has a way into your life, He has a way out of your circumstances. There is no pit so deep that He cannot reach down and lift you out, clean you up, and eventually exalt you. And God does it for the asking. Won't you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, being willing to turn from your sin? God will do the rest. Pray this prayer aloud with me now, won't you, to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.